Today's episode, Lon Chaney's Cabin. Born to deaf parents in Colorado in 1883, actor Lon Chaney Sr. was a master of pantomime on the big screen during the silent film era. He played numerous supporting roles until The Miracle Man 1919 made him a star. Known as the Man of a Thousand Faces, Chaney was famous for his ability to transform himself through the special use of makeup which he developed. He often played grotesque characters in films, and he is best known for his performances in The Hunchback of Notre Dame and The Phantom of the Opera. Chaney thoroughly enjoyed any outdoor activity and was quite a skilled fisherman. He took numerous camping trips to the eastern Sierra Nevada, spending weeks at a time enjoying the creeks, mountains, and invigorating air. He longed to be able to enjoy more time in the mountains and dreamed of owning a cabin in the High Sierra. His dream eventually became a reality. Obtaining a special use permit from the United States Forest Service, Chaney was granted permission to construct a mountain cabin on the banks of Big Pine Creek. The site was where Chaney had camped and fished for years. At that time, 1929, it was 1.5 miles from the nearest road, creating some significant logistical challenges to get it built. Tonight, I start out for the High Sierra. No shaving, no makeup, no interviews for 4 long lazy weeks, said Chaney. We sleep under the pines, and I try to climb high enough to reach the snows. The 1,288-square-foot granite fieldstone building, now with a corrugated metal roof, cost $12,000 to build. The building had 2-foot-thick walls, a gabled roof, and kerosene lamp lighting. The interior was rather simple, consisting of one large living room and a separate kitchen. Unfortunately, Chaney spent only a few months at his cabin, passing away in August of 1930, within a short time of its completion. The building passed through a number of different owners until 1980, when the special use permit expired and the structure became government property. The Forest Service considered different uses for the cabin, including demolition. But once the engineers did their calculations, they realized the amount of dynamite needed to destroy the granite structure would cause more damage to the environment than letting it stay. Today, hikers may appreciate the masterful work of this backcountry beauty from the outside as they hike the trail in Big Pine Canyon. Please be respectful that the interior of the cabin remains closed and off limits.